It's time for food here on KNKX, and our food commentator Nancy Leeson and 88.5's Dick Stein are bacon aficionados. They found another recipe for meatless bacon. They compare notes and share their results on this smoky, salty, sweet, and greasy food for thought.
Okay, Nance, as we often do, we send links to recipes to one another, and you recently sent me a link to a recipe for vegan bacon. Bacon made out of vegetables.
It's not vegan bacon. There's no such thing as vegan bacon. It's a contradiction in terms.
Okay, fine. It's a mushroom preparation that tastes like bacon, or is alleged to. And it looked interesting to me, and I said, hey, why don't we both make this stuff and compare notes?
And you made it, and what do you think?
Well, I've got to say, of course, I was dubious, you know, that you could make anything that would approximate the flavor and texture of bacon out of mushrooms. But I follow the directions with my own little tweak, and I must admit to you that it really did taste nothing like real bacon. Bore no resemblance to it whatsoever. But it was good for what it was.
And what it was a pound of mushrooms. By the way, this was a Bon Appetit recipe. And it was a vague recipe. It wasn't an exact kind of thing, but I did what they said. I used a pound of shiitakes, although I used a little less than a pound of shiitakes, and I threw in some cremini mushrooms just to see how those would go.
Using a pound of fresh shiitakes. Too expensive. I just used the regular.
And you're right. Those are expensive, depending on where you buy them, because I can get them at the Asian Food Grocery Mart for a lot less than I can get them at, you know, our local fussy grocery stores.
Or I guess I could have used my dried shiitakes.
I don't think that would work at all. Here we go. It was a half a cup of olive oil. Sounds like a lot. Microplaned garlic cloves. And I thought, this is going to burn, but it didn't. Some thyme, a little salt and pepper, and a little bit of pepper flakes, because I always like things to be a little spicy. They're kind of slow roasted at about 350 degrees for 45 minutes to an hour. It depends on how you like your bacon. The problem with this is once I took them out of the oven, they're on this great sheet pan, and they're getting nice and a little crispy over time. As I tasted them, maybe 40 minutes in, 35 minutes in, I thought, God, this is good. And then 10 minutes later, I tasted it again, and I couldn't keep my hands off the stuff, so they were practically gone by the time I was done. Stein, how do you like your bacon?
I like it chewy.
You mean not crisp.
Right. Flexible.
I like mine crisp on the edges and chewy in the middle. I think after about 45 minutes, that was just right for me.
Well, mine came out fine. Whatever it was, it tasted good. I just used regular cremini mushrooms, some rosemary instead of thyme because I've got more of it. And I said rosemary or thyme. So here's where I think Bon Appetit missed a bet. They call for salt and pepper. I used smoked salt. I thought, well, why wouldn't you if you're trying to create something that tastes a little like bacon? It took about an hour to get to the texture I wanted, but then as it cools, it gets a little crispier. We had it on top of some cheeseburgers, which was kind of a hedge on my part because I thought, if it works, it'll be a bacon cheeseburger. If it doesn't work, it'll be a mushroom cheeseburger. And I liked it. It was good, but I really don't see it as any approximation of bacon.
I was sure you were going to tell me you cooked it in bacon grease instead of olive oil.
No, that would be cheating.
If you had these roasted mushrooms in your refrigerator, you could use them for about 8 million different things. On a grilled cheese sandwich, in an omelet, or as they suggest, as a topping for cream of mushroom soup as a garnish, that would be delicious. But I think the next time I make this, and there's going to be a next time, as soon as they come out of the oven, I'm just going to toss them with pasta. That would be the simplest, effortless dinner.
We'll have a link to the fake bacon made out of mushrooms recipe so you can give it a try, and some pictures of Nancy's process at the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Faking the bacon.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Mushroom ado about nothing like bacon.
Stein.